Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Time to bring it to the City of Angels, Southern California, bringing the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Of course, how are you this morning, sir, and how is he, Godmama?
We're doing all right. Beautiful day out here, and a friend of Patricia's is down from state of Washington to happy us.
Isn't it cool to see people again? I mean, I'm a bit of a loner, yeah. And you know that to an extent, but I'm very happy to see people again.
Yeah. Well, it's happening, and people are
rejoicing
and remembering what life was about. Friends and family and all that good stuff.
Good point. You know, Larry, a lot of people have been sending me texts and emails and this and that over the period of the pandemic, watching boxing movies. Do I like this one? Do I like that one? I'm not a big boxing movie guy. I had Bud Schoberg on the show like about 15 or 20 years ago. He, of course, wrote On the Waterfront, I believe, with Marlon Brando back in the 50s. That's considered one of the greatest boxing movies of all time. We heard the clip coming in here with Morgan Freeman, I believe, and A Million Dollar Baby, so What do you think were some of the better boxing movies? And were you in Million Dollar Baby? Was that one of your flicks?
It was a nice movie. Yeah. I think it helped encourage women who wanted to try the game with boxing gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back as a kid to Body and Soul.
Whoa.
With John Garfield.
John Garfield. Yeah. There was a remake of that. There was a poor remake of it, but go on. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Right. It was a classic movie, and it put three words into the language, body and soul. So that's one of them that I remember, and of course, they're the Rocky movies. I spent time with Stallone when I was at NBC. Came out here to the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, and he gave us an exhibition of how you choreograph a fight. I had never put in my mind the word choreograph and fight together. But that's basically what it is. And you could hear Stallone talking under his breath to Carl Meadows, I guess, mm-hmm. and saying, okay, I'm going to the ropes. I'm going to throw a left. And it was like scripted, but under their breath they were playing it out.
Well, choreographed, that sort of sounds like what I think might take place tonight, this $100 million exhibition. Larry, you and I are not Floyd Mayweather fans, but I mean, how you can show up to a non-fight and make $80 million or a guaranteed $80 million is beyond me.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, boxers from time immemorial have found gigs.
Yeah.
To make money after they retired, but not this kind of money because it's a different world today, and if he can make it, good for him. But he's not going to have my $50 or whatever they're charging.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not a boxing event. And it's a boxing exhibition.
Yeah, and it has a WWE flair to it, without a doubt. And, of course, the $20 million going to a guy that's never won a fight. And, of course, Mayweather's like 49-0. Good Lord. Anyway, you know, I was thinking about Ali, and Ali did some, I don't say low-level things, but the Inoki thing, of course, probably took a couple years off his career, the damage to his legs from getting kicked in the legs. But he did the Lyle Alzado thing. I mean, Ali did a few of those crazy things. I mean, Jack Dempsey did some exhibitions and things like that. So everybody's done a little bit wrestling and things like that, but never this kind of money. And, of course, it's a different world right now. But straight up, Larry, I think it would be great for the boxing game if Floyd Mayweather got knocked into the dirt tonight. And the reason why I say that is I'm not a Mayweather fan. And secondly, I think it would bring all kinds of more squares to the game of boxing, getting to watch it.
Well,
it ain't happening.
I'm not counting on that. And I mean, come on. We know that it's just a matter of how long Mayweather tries to carry this oaf.
Mm-hmm.
And he's found a way to make a pretty good living. fighting guys who can't fight.
You know, the Body and Soul movie we just talked about, the remake, when they did it in about, I guess it was about 89 or 90, somewhere around there, they did the remake, and it was a weak remake, but they did it, they portrayed it, Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard being part of that movie, and Roberto Duran was the alleged bad guy in that flick, The Body and Soul, the second one. And I remember he was holding a baby, taking a picture with the baby, and the baby peed on him. So he threw the baby on the ground. I thought that was like the most, that just like blew me away.
That's what happens when a fiction replaces a reality.
Without a doubt.
Well, reality replaces fiction, I should say. Okay.
You didn't have any contact with Brando. Schoberg told me that Brando was a good guy to be around. Did you have any contact with him? I think you told me you didn't.
Well, I was in the Army, and I was coming home for a weekend, or maybe I was going back to the base. My parents took me to a Chinese restaurant in Chinatown in New York, and Brando was sitting about a table and a half away.
Okay.
And that was around the time he had this big Broadway hit, which I don't remember the name of. I'm glad to hear that he was a good dude to be around.
Well, they said he was a good guy to have around. And then I heard that he got so fat that he had to carry his belly around in a wheelbarrow. Now, is that myth?
It sounds like a joke, and I assume it is.
Okay. All right. The heavyweight championship of the world is going to go down in Las Vegas, of course, in front of 75,000 people now. The big stadium, the Allegiant, I think, stadium, of course, home of the Oakland Raiders, 75,000 people. Will this fight, the fact that they're going a third time, will they be able to fill that place? Do you think the place will be filled?
I don't know. That's a lot of folks. And maybe because it is a big event, and it will get a lot of hype. They'll find a way to fill the stands. But happily, in that event, it's the fight that matters.
Okay.
I mean, they can show two sides of the two fights that they've had, and it's a legitimate trilogy.
Okay, good point. Sky Sports is out of the boxing business. Well, not voluntarily. Barry Hearn has taken his matchroom action over to DAZN. Isn't that, that's like one of the biggest television moves in the history of UK broadcasting, without a doubt.
You know, I'm not familiar with that part of the world. I'm curious when something happens, but that's capitalism at its best, maybe at its worst. The guys who put up the best deal are the guys who are going to get the fights.
Good point. Last question for the Godfather. What was the flashiest ring entrance you ever saw? I thought it was Prince Nassim Ahmed coming in on that magic carpet in London.
Well, that was pretty good. I can remember remarking that a lot of people were hoping he went straight to Iceland. But that's pretty good. I don't know what they're coming up with for the heavyweight fight, because the Brit is a great showman,
mm-hmm.
and they'll think of something.
Okay. Will you have a wonderful day and say hello to my million-dollar baby, the Godmama, for me. Give her my best, and we'll talk next week. Have a great week, Godfather.
Thank you, Pedro.
The one, the only, the great, the Hall of Famer, Mr. Larry Merchant, exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but hey, you know that.
Get up! Get on up!
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Like the guy said, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna clap thunder.
I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as you're born. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.